We've taken three rapids tests this week.
Really?
Yeah, well, because of the fucking Grizzly Rose. That fucking shit show. So, like, we took one before we saw you guys. We then took one when we saw the wife's family for, like, one of the annual fudge-making get-togethers they do. Yeah. And then we just took one again last night just to – because that's, like, the five-day period. Just to make sure. Like, because we're having everyone over and we're seeing everyone and everything. But, yeah. Man, fuck the Grizzly Rose. That was fucking hell. And fuck Lanco. Fucking honky tonk pieces of shit. Oh, they were fucking garbage. Absolute fucking shit. Fuck those fucks. Honky tonk hippie. That's a fucking song. Eat shit and die. Fuck you.
They're no honky tonk, man.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass.
Welcome
by.
To It's All Pro Wrestling Podcast. My name is Bill.
And my name is Doug.
And one of us is Cindy Lou Who, and the other one is the Grinch. You get to decide.
Well, yeah, you do.
No, it's Doug Cindy Lou. So, Doug, how was your week?
It's been good, Bill. I saw you. I saw you on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I saw you as well on Saturday. I drove my family to Wellington, Colorado, where we saw a bunch of inflatables in a front yard. Yeah, and it was your front yard. And then we ate enchiladas.
And then you ate some enchiladas.
And then my contact ripped, and I was blind, literally, for an hour, and I fell down your stairs.
We got to play a fun game, though.
I felt that game, now that I look at, like, I look at the game or remember the game, I feel that game was spiteful and mean, and I didn't like it. Yes. It was mean and spiteful.
Just because you thought every wrestling card that I held up was Eddie Guerrero. It's not...
I figured eventually it was going to be Eddie Guerrero. Doug is just like, hey, Bill, you haven't seen my wrestling room in ever. I'm like, yeah. He's like, let's go upstairs and I'll show you all my wrestling stuff. And I'm like, okay. And I'm blind, literally blind, because I had to take out the other contact because I didn't want to deal with that. And he's just like, hey, Bill, look at this. I'm like, I can't see it because I can't see anything clearly until it's like 3 inches away from my face because I'm literally fucking blind. And he's just like, ha, 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 ha. And it's all at my expense. Doug, you ruined my fucking holidays. You ruined my Christmas. You are a bad man, Doug, and I don't like it. I would have never done anything like that to you. Never. I care so much about you. I've never made fun of you. I've never thrown a beer bottle up in the air that landed on your head. I have never done anything. I've never maybe broke your shoulder. I've never hit you numerous times in your genitals. I am a good friend, and you are not, Doug. You see my disability, and you take advantage of it, and I hated you for it. I hated you, Doug.
And you've never powerbombed me in your front yard and maybe gave me a concussion or broke my shoulder?
Well, I didn't break your shoulder. I mean, we would have known your shoulder was broken.
It didn't feel good.
Well, you could. Well, fucking fuck off, Doug. I'm Sid. I don't care.
Hey, it's not my fault that you put Miro's crotch right in your face.
Well, that wasn't because I was blind.
Oh.
Our families got together Saturday. Your dogs are atrocious human beings. It's a literal zoo at your house, Doug. But I've decided I do like the dog who jumps on chairs to give me hugs. That one is Marty. Marty gives me hugs.
Marty?
Yes. But we had a good time. It was nice seeing you guys. Nice seeing your menagerie of dogs and inflatables in the great city of Wellington.
Mm-hmm. Drank some mangoes. I'm never going to get it right.
Mangoes. Drank some mangoes. Had some... What is the... What was the Stone Cold beer?
Broken Skull IPA?
Yeah, I think the Broken Skull IPA that you smuggled from California. You took across state lines. Which actually was a lot better than I thought it would be. But... Anyway, it was nice, Doug. It was nice. So
it's good times.
Yeah. Yeah. So work was great, I'm sure.
So
work
are is you ready to review work is gonna suck, Bill.
No.
I'll stop acting like it's gonna be great.
No.
We have like two checkers and 400 people.
So what are we going to ask me, Doug, about reviewing something? Because we're not reviewing shit, Doug.
No, you don't want to review like NWA 1980? No, okay. I don't think so.
No, that wasn't even that wasn't even an assignment, Doug. No,
I was trying to come up with better jokes, but yeah, I'm not funny.
Well, you are, but like in more of a punching bag kind of way. So, yeah. But no, we're just doing a real quick episode, everyone. Just so we can get something out there, honestly. Nothing much more than that. We don't care about you people. We only care about content and content creation. No, honestly, just doing a quick one. To wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday Season from Doug and I. We do appreciate you guys sticking with us, and gals even sticking with us. For this time, we'll come back with a regular episode next week. But yeah, just with the seasons, everything like that, we're taking a little break for right now. So thanks to everyone, and I'm not going to let Doug talk at all. In fact, it was a miracle you even got to hear Doug. You should be thankful to me, Bill, that you got to hear Doug.
I had to beg him.
Mm-hmm.
I had to beg Bill for me to get a spotlight today.
Yeah. So are you going to say anything, Doug, now that you just kind of forced your way into this?
Yeah, I'm back. No, just everyone. Yeah, like Bill said, Merry Christmas. Thanks for... What was that?
What do you mean you're back? Where were you?
You tried to kick me out, but I'm back.
Oh, okay.
You tried to have me not talk anymore, Bill. Okay.
All right. Let's try this again, Doug.
Now, everyone, just hope everyone has a good Christmas and got a little wrestling on Saturday night on Christmas. AEW's having the Rampage Holiday Bash. Just everyone, just want to reiterate, you know, just take care of yourself this Christmas. I know the holidays are stressful. Just enjoy your family time. Don't let the stress get to you. Do what I do. I keep wrestling on upstairs, and if I get too stressed out, I sneak away and watch a little Shinsuke Nakamura entrance or Kenny coming down with a broom. Just something to relieve the stress, bring me down to earth.
Again, though, thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves, like Doug said. Take care of those around you. If you don't have family, reach out to friends. If you don't have friends, reach out to family. If you don't have either one, just know that everyone does still care about you. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something.